Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jay Kasson, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on his New York Yankees staving off elimination last night with a win over the Boston Red Sox. To my chagrin, I bet Boston, already at Boston with the series price. We got another sweat coming up later on tonight, which is setting up this decisive Game 3 in the AL Wild Card Series. You absolutely love it. What a night of sports that we have on deck. And if you miss anything across these 4 hours, because we're going to hit the NFL, we're going to hit some college football, Major League Baseball. There's just so much going on this Thursday, and it's absolutely awesome. If you miss anything, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. We have three guests who will be joining us throughout the program, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. Professional sports bettor, part of the Hammer HQ. Our guy, Joey Knish, baby. Knish going to get us what he likes tonight in NFL, this weekend in the NFL, college football. We'll ask him all of those questions coming up in hour number three. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry and Connor Rogers, is the great Jay Croucher, who joins us once again at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Get all of Jay's thoughts for Week 5 of the NFL season. And then at 6:20 Eastern, professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ and BetStamp, also co-host of Forward Progress, our buddy Rob Pozzola, checking in with us here on his weekly spot on a Thursday at 6:20 Eastern time, as he'll give us his best bets for Week 5 in the NFL. But we also want to hear from you guys as well throughout these 4 hours, because, like I mentioned, awesome night in sports tonight. Awesome day in sports, which is about to get underway here in about a few minutes or so. But we want to know from the real ones, what's your best bet for either tonight's Thursday night football game, 49ers at the Rams, or tonight's AL Wild Card Series Game 3, Red Sox Yankees. You could go baseball or football, either one. Let us know. Side, total, props. You got anytime TD scores? You got home run props? We want to know what you like and why. Drop it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we will give you a shout out later on at 5:40 Eastern time. A hat tip to the real ones as we celebrate this fine month of October. But let's go ahead and get right into the game that's about to get underway in Cleveland. Do or die baseball game 3 between the Tigers and the Guardians. And I want to bring in our guys, our baseball aficionado, Jay Kasson, Tyler Morales joining us as well, as we got a pitching matchup of Jack Flaherty for the Tigers, Slade Ciccone of the Cleveland Guardians. And I'm looking at the betting market right now. We've been seeing the Guardians get bet a little bit. Consensus price now out to -130. Total hanging out 7, 7.5, pending where you do your shopping. Jake, first word to you as our baseball aficionado. What do you like and why in this Game 3 matchup? Winner taking on the Seattle Mariners.
I have not changed my position from yesterday. Give me the Tigers. Give me the upside of Jack Flaherty against this Cleveland lineup. Is anybody else worried that Cleveland used all of their runs yesterday in that onslaught in the 8th and 9th inning? So give me the Tigers. And furthermore, give me Kerry Carpenter to hit a home run +475.
Heyo. Okay, Kerry Carpenter, maybe parlay that with something tonight, but Kerry Carpenter to meet the moment, read the room, leave the yard. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Somebody who bet the Cleveland Guardians +105 on the series price, but that's what Jake likes, Detroit and Kerry Carpenter to hit a homer. Tyler, what do you like this afternoon?
I think this is the first time me and Jake have been on the same side of an MLB playoff bet. I like the Tigers as well. That. To me, like, this is like a coin flip game, and I'll just take the Tigers with plus money. This isn't a huge bet. I really don't know what to do with either of these teams. I think two bad pitching matchups. So I just don't trust the Guardians' offense. I feel like they got lucky in the 8th inning. But they've been awful offensively. So I'll take the Tigers with plus money. I don't have a strong opinion. Coin flip, I'll take the plus money.
Wow. Here we are on October 2nd. The friends, the fellas, going against me. We are off on taco. Jake and Tyler on Detroit. Cleveland rocks. Give me the Guardians. And okay, of course, I have my series price, which is a much better price than what's currently available for this Game 3 market where you got to lay -130 with Slade Ciccone in a do-or-die game. Like, that's not really anything I'd be getting into, but before the series started, we talk about this. I like Cleveland +105 because if they could ever gotten the school ball game, they'd have been in a great spot. They didn't get it. They won last night or yesterday afternoon, I should say. And now that +105 bet, it's already in pocket and we're getting -130 for them to do the exact same thing because they have to win this series. So I will be sticking with my Guardian series price bet. If I had to bet this game, because I agree with them, like this to me feels like a coin flip, I wouldn't bet Flaherty in Detroit. That's not what I would do. I think I probably would honestly bet like Guardians team total over because I don't trust Flaherty at all. I don't trust him. And I don't trust both teams to want to bet the full game over with 7 runs. But I do think that Cleveland can get to Flaherty. This dude is volatile. Like to Jake's point, he could definitely go out there and pitch a gem because we've seen him show up in big spots. But we've also seen him kind of poop the bed in big spots as well. Like this dude is just a little bit too volatile for my liking. So I will be sweating this game out, as will Jake and Tyler and Nick and our entire crew. I'm hoping Cleveland gets it done. They like Detroit. We will see who the winner is starting in about 30 seconds over there in Cleveland. So those are our bets for Tigers Guardians, which is getting underway in just a matter of moments. Winner, once again, will face the Seattle Mariners in the American League Division Series, which begins on Saturday. Well, let's begin this show talking about what we saw last night in Major League Baseball, as we will now have a Game 3 later on this evening, 8 o'clock Eastern, in the Bronx between the Red Sox and the Yankees. And the reason why we got this Game 3 is because the Bronx Bombers got it done last night with a 4-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox. And I was talking to Bill about this a little bit earlier, and Nick as well, when we were planning out the show. And like I think all three of us came to the same consensus that, hey, like Aaron Boone, look what happens when you play your good players.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we saw the Yankees switch the lineup up, and in game two, it paid off. Like, how about to start the game? We're on the air for this. When Ben Rice hits the two-run homer as we're getting off the air last night during the power hour, and that gets you going right off of the jump. Like, Yankee Stadium gets crowd going, and everybody's all hyped up and stuff. Like, play your good players. Now, we don't know for sure if Ben Rice is going to be in the lineup today because Aaron Boone, after last night's game, was like, hey, well, like, yeah, Jazz Chisholm will probably be in the lineup, but we're undecided on Ben Rice. Like, I mean, all the guy did was just hit a home run, you know, a multi-hit game and a big-time game, an elimination game. But we don't know if he's going to be playing on Thursday night with our season on the line. We'll have to find out later on when they announce the lineups. But, like, Ben Rice showed up. Jazz Chisholm showed up after his benching, providing great defense to save a run late in the game. Obviously, he scores the winning run after, of all people, Austin Wells drives home the Jazz Chisholm from first. Chisholm goes first to home as Austin Wells hits it down the right field line, just like the absolute perfect spot where he could put that for a speed guy like Jazz to get around the bags. Like, the Yankees had it cooking. And as somebody who bet Boston, it was very, very annoying. And before I get to the Boston part of this, like, I do got to give Aaron Judge his credit. Because, like, that's now back-to-back performances by Aaron Judge, who we've all made fun of. We've all criticized about what he does in the postseason. And Nick made the joke during game one, like, oh, well, that was because it was September. Aaron Judge gives you a multi-hit game. Where he gave us a multi-hit game on October 1st. Like, he has come up big in this series, getting the RBI earlier in this game, too. That's back-to-back 2-for-4 performances for a guy that is known as Mr. Low Leverage. He's been coming up big. Now, tonight, it's another level of pressure. Do-or-die game against the rival Red Sox. Can he show up? Will he show up? That's the big question for tonight's game. But on the Boston side, after watching it last night, like, of course, like, Bayo, I mean, obviously, you would have wanted a little bit better than 2 1/3, right? Like, that didn't go well for Brian Bayo on the mound. But, like, the bullpen seemed to kind of settle in a little bit. I know Slayton gave up a run. But once we're at 3-3, okay, I was actually feeling really good with the Red Sox at 3-3. But then, how about this guy? I mean, Garrett Whitlock, who I hope to never see again in a high-leverage moment as somebody who is invested in the Boston Red Sox to not just win this series, but to also get to the World Series, as I like Phillies over Red Sox prior to the start of this postseason. Like, that dude could not locate the strike zone to save his life. Like, the strike zone could have been as wide as the Atlantic Ocean. He would have been just outside. Like, these were non-competitive pitches to load up the base. It's just like, dude, come on. Can you get someone out? That was very, very bad. And of course, in the ninth, you know, like, sit on Rafaela, you know, it was a pretty decent effort, you know, but he flies out to deep right with Judge back there. And, you know, just a very, very annoying experience. And now it sets up this do or die game, which we'll get into that all throughout this show with our final bets coming up at 6:40. You know, it could go anyway because we have this pitching matchup where you got Connelly Early, who, like, I literally had never heard of this cat prior to 2 days ago. Now he's in a big spot against Cam Schlittler, two young pitchers, do or die rivalry game. I think all outcomes are on the table here, which makes it a fun, fun viewing experience tonight. We'll talk more about the bets a little bit later on during the program, but Yankees force the game 3, which means we have a banger night of sports here with the Wagertainment. But that's not the only thing that we have tonight, because of course, Yankees Red Sox will be awesome. We also have an NFL game, Amazon Prime. Thursday night football, Niners at the Rams. Now, over at BetMGM, looking at the betting market, San Francisco is out to an 8.5-point underdog. Yet the Rams laying big chalk at home on a short week against a division rival. The total is posted up at 43.5 as this continues to get a bunch of money coming in on the under. We'll go more full betting recap and all that betting preview stuff coming up in the next segment with our headlines. But, I mean, the story with this game is twofold. On one hand, it's about the San Francisco 49ers injuries. Like, that's insane how many injuries they have. And that's why the betting market is what it is, with 8.5 and 43.5 as our total. Like, we talked about it all week long, especially yesterday when the news came down during the show that 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy, their wide receiver Juwan Jennings, another wide receiver in Ricky Pearsall, all of them ruled out for tonight's game. And that's on top of already missing Brandon Ayuk and Nick Bosa, two key contributors for this 49ers team. Bosa, of course, out for the year. Ayuk sounds like he's coming back in maybe late October, November. Who knows? As John Lynch last week said, he wasn't close from rehabbing that knee injury that he suffered last October. So the injuries are the big story for the 49ers. They are the wounded warriors heading into this game. And on the other side, like the Rams, they got a couple injuries. Tyler Higbee, Rob Havenstein, both those guys listed as doubtful. But for the most part, all of their key contributors are healthy. And this feels a little bit like an inverse of what we saw around this time last year. And that's why this game is so pivotal for the LA Rams. Like, of course, if the Niners win this game, I mean, talk about just an absolute steal. They'll take that to the bank all day long. But for the Rams, this is their chance. As we talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago with the Bills when they hosted Miami on that Thursday night game, this is the Rams' chance to get fat. This is their chance to kind of have a reversal of what we saw last year, where, remember, on the Ramley, talking about them winning the NFC West this time last year, they were 1-4 to start the season because they had all the injuries. Puka Nacua was hurt, Cooper Kupp was hurt, the offensive line was banged up, and they got off to a rough start. Now, with them being healthy and their rival kind of doing that, like last year, nobody took advantage of the Rams' injuries. This year, the Rams need to take advantage of the Niners' injuries, because the Niners, and this is no disrespect to Seattle, who we'll talk about a little bit later on in the program, the Niners are their number one threat in terms of who's going to win the NFC West. And when you look at this next three-game stretch for LA, home against the Niners, at the Baltimore Ravens, where we think Lamar Jackson is very unlikely to play in that game. And then after that week, it's a game in London against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Rams, they're going to be pretty healthy favorites in all three of those games. And if chalk prevails, we could be talking about the 6-1 LA Rams as they head into their bye week in week 8. Now, over at BetMGM, you take a look at the NFC title betting market. The Rams are a pretty short price. They're plus 700. But are they going to be plus 700 in a couple of weeks? That's the big question. And if you could ever guarantee that Stafford would stay healthy, I would be investing once again in the Ramley, not just this week, but perhaps long term this 2025 NFL season. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. Top stories from around the world of sports on the other side here on a Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.